One of the two main tsunami buoys off the coast of Phuket, part of the warning system for the Andaman coast, has been broken since last year. The director of the National Disaster Warning Center says that only one tsunami warning buoy is still working. There are two of them. One of them remains broken since last October. He says, "We believe that fishermen tied their fishing boat to the tsunami warning buoy to drop an anchor. The tsunami buoy has been broken ever since." But he said the National Disaster Warning Center will install a spare buoy within this month. One buoy was installed 250 kilometres west of Phuket's coast in 2010. A second was installed 150 millimetres off the coast of Bang Na. We've got a video about the full preparedness of Phuket for a tsunami. It's at thetiger.com. And for any Americans out there, I'm referring to a buoy. National Parks officials say tourists upset by the indefinite closure of Maya Bay in Krabi can choose from three other equally attractive options. Pelay Bay, Lomo D Bay and Kohong are all well worth visiting, according to the Department of National Parks, Wildlife and Plant Conservation. Songtam Suksawong, the director of the Office of National Parks, has dismissed a rumour that Maya Bay would reopen on November the 1st to help local tour operators. They've been complaining that keeping Maya Bay closed will hurt their livelihood. He said his office has suggested the operators bring their customers to the other three sites that are considered. He said his office has suggested the operators take their customers to the other three sites that are considered comparable to Maya Bay when it comes to natural beauty. As well, the buoys cordoning off Maya Bay will be moved a little closer to its beach from 300 to 250 metres to give clearer views from tour boats, even if visitors can't go ashore. And the raising of the tour boat Phoenix from the bottom of the Andaman Sea is expected to be completed next week after a brief suspension of work following the death of a member of the salvage crew. The Phuket governor was speaking after visiting the site off the coast where the salvage crew from Splits Tech Company is preparing to finally refloat the sunken dive boat and tow it to shore. Heavy rain and stormy seas have delayed the operation, making the divers' work difficult. The operation was suspended last Saturday after a member of the salvage team fell overboard and died. Airports of Thailand are coming under severe criticism for relocating the planned second passenger terminal building from the southern end of Suvarnabhumi Airport to a new site on the northeast. The former president of the new Bangkok International Airport is challenging the state-owned firm's reasoning and warned that the changes would lead to chaos as the country's major international gateway. Suvarnabhumi currently handles as many as 60 million passengers a year, far exceeding its current capacity of 45 million passengers. The new plan could lead to severe congestion in the northeast, losing its well-balanced overall design. But the AOT president says the authority's board of directors had approved the planned relocation of the second terminal in accordance with the International Civil Aviation Organization's endorsement for the change. The cream of the motorcycling world are at the Chang International Circuit this weekend to test not only their speed, but also their endurance under the scorching Isan heat for the kingdom's first ever MotoGP. Even as the first practice sessions got underway yesterday, the riders soon realised the country's signature unkind heat would significantly affect their results over the next couple of days. Four Thais are competing this weekend, not in the MotoGP, but in the Moto2 division. We'll be bringing you up to date on the Tiger throughout the weekend. And the new immigration chief, Major General Surachat Hakpan, is making his presence felt, promising to investigate 60,000 migrants in a crackdown on illegal workers. He's also promising changes in the way visa extensions are done. To kick things off midweek, there was an arrest of 59 people in the capital from various countries in the region. Surachat says these people were found to be working illegally, entered Thailand illegally, failed to do their 90-day report, were working under Thai nominees, or a combination of these offences. Surachat promises justice for those following the rules, but says he will arrest anyone who doesn't have the correct paperwork, no matter where they lived in Thailand. And we've got the Vegetarian Festival starting in Phuket on Monday. There's a full program. If you go to thetiger.com, click and enjoy.